recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. What's going on, man?
It's all good, man. I'm gonna do calls.
All right. Well, Frank from Houston's got a question. Oh, yeah. Simply Safe. That's right. Come
True
on, Drew.
Car.
You got to remember.
There works. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for sponsoring the show. SimplySafe.com and check out True Car and TheraWorks with an X, relief.com. Hey, Frank.
Simply Safe had it since Christmas. I got the bonus pack they had then and love it.
Thanks, man. What's going on?
So I heard you mention, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, you were thinking about some tough love and sending Phil away for a week. Did you ever do it?
I sent him away for about 2 days, and then I got so much shit from everyone in my family that it's like, fuck it. And it's like,
Where'd you send him?
I just sent him to his original owner, which a guy works for me named Rob, who loves Phil. And he's more than happy to spend time with Phil. So I took him and sent him to Rob and said, look, if you don't care about this, you know, people in this family don't care about this dog enough to stop it from eating a sock and having a seizure and 4 in the morning at night and keep the doors closed and blah, 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 then I'm going to take the dog and put him out of harm's way because we couldn't, he just would eat people's, not my socks, never my socks.
Did they straighten up?
Eventually, first I got a bunch of shit and then they figured it out.
They straightened up and it stayed that way or no?
What happened was, the dog was eating people's socks. I got the message that the dog was eating people's socks and was having seizures in the middle of the night when he would also then hack the sock up, which would then activate or trigger the seizure. The seizures would happen at literally 4 a.m. and it would happen on my carpet, you know, at the foot of my bed. It was like a 110-pound dog convulsing and then, you know, my wife crying and, you know, it was like, well, not crying, but very upset. You know, what can we do? You know, it was very upsetting and blah, blah, blah. So the word went out that he had been eating people's socks, which is something I wasn't aware of. But because I'm wired like I'm wired, which is my then number one goal becomes let's not have him eat another sock and have another seizure. That's my number one thing. Yeah. And we have hampers. And so from that point on, if I took my socks off, I would just walk them over the hamper, lift the lid, throw it in, and shut the lid. Like, yeah. I didn't have a mode. I don't trust myself. I have two things. One is I don't really trust myself, and the other is I would kill myself if this dog ate one of my socks and had another seizure in the middle of the night. So when I'm sitting on the sofa or whatever and I kick my socks off and there's a brief thing that runs through my head of like, oh, well, during the commercial, I just go, no. And I just walk it over and I throw them in the hamper and shut the thing.
I have the same thing.
So that was that.
I don't trust my working memory.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That was that for me. Other people in the house, not so much.
Was there some adjustment?
I remember we had a long-winded summit about the family and the dog and the sock and everything. And Phil was literally laying on the bed on top of the comforter in front of all of us while we're having this. Hey, we got to do something about these socks now. It's a big deal. And hey, kids, you got to whatever. And at some point, Phil got up to walk away, and he was laying on one of my wife's socks that was on top of the bed that he just laid on top of. Probably not the greatest example for the kids.
No.
But at a certain point, he'd gotten into my daughter's room and stolen a sock off the floor. And I started getting into everyone has to shut the door. And then there was a lot of like, hey, I was doing the laundry. So I put the sock on top of the thing. And then the teapot started whistling. So I left the room, you know. And then when I came back, and I tried to explain to people.
It's improvement. They were trying.
It took a while.
Yeah.
What I try to explain to people all the time is it doesn't mean you're a bad person because the teapot, whatever. It just means that the dog is going to have a seizure yacking up the sock at 4 a.m. whether you just blinked your eyes and went the other direction and the dog ran up and snatched it, or you're the worst person in ever and you fed the dog socks, like, because you hate labs. Like, yeah. There is no real distinction when the dog at 4 in the morning is yakking up.
They're going to have the seizure. That's all that matters. However it gets there, that's what's going to happen.
Right.
And, can I tell you why I asked?
And that's what I would like to I would like that to end. That's me. So, sorry, my daughter kept leaving her door open and then left it ajar and then whatever. And then I started writing with a big Sharpie, you know, closed door and, like, big arrow. And everyone in my family thinks I'm a dick because of this stuff. So the answer is sort of either do nothing and maybe the dog has another seizure, or be labeled a dickhead and then make the arrows and whatever. And at a certain point, I sent away with Rob. It lasts about 2 days. Sonny felt like he was being unduly punished.
Why Sonny?
Why do you think?
Was he the more sock provider? Or was he the one? He was one that wasn't. He was taking care of his socks.
Oh, Drew, you're so smart.
I see.
He dutifully shut his door immediately because guess what? He got told one time, close your bedroom door because the dog is eating your socks, and when you leave for school, you got to pull it shut. Guess who did that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So problem solved for him, but not for others.
Yeah.
So now what are we going to do? So now he's being punished because he doesn't get his dog.
Right.
Which I try to explain is this is what happens. You would
the
be punished.
The tragedy of the commons.
Thank you. Your dog. But by the way, if your dog died, then you wouldn't have your dog either. But it wouldn't be fair to you because it was someone else's sock.
It's the tragedy of the commons.
Ugh. So anyway.
Your dog is a giant grazing.
Eventually, after 4.5 months of lots of arguments and writing on doors and people pissed and everything else, eventually now we're sort of coached up.
Oh, wow.
To the point, although it happened about 2 weeks ago, I'd say.
You mean it happened again?
Oh, yeah. We don't have a statute of limitations on fucking up with things like socks. It's an ongoing. There is no one and done in the Corolla house.
So did you ask why you asked that question, Frank?
Yeah, I think it's a good example of something that I go through is, right, you're trying to be the adult, but the shit you get that you mentioned, Ace, for those 2 days, right, and you're trying to keep the peace in the family, is that the struggle and the thing, the balance is, when do you give in, per se, right? And it's an interesting microcosm of, we're being the adults, we know what's right, so do what we tell you to do, darn it, you know?
I've erred on the side of fuck it. Like, I'm now just sort of philosophical, which is, look, if your dog dies, your dog dies. Like, I'm going to put my socks away. I'm going to tell everyone to close their door. And when I walk past, I'll check the door and I'll shut my door. But I'm not going to ruin my life or ruin your life or ruin our lives if you don't want to do this. Like, at a certain point,
that animal's going to get hurt. Yeah.
Well, or just die or whatever. Yeah. Now, the sad part is you guys are more upset about it than I am, which is weird because you think it would lead to more action. But that's
in the big picture,
it's not the wiring.
It's,
yes.
We have to be the adults for the world, right? And the liberals pushing back, wanting to be kids on the important stuff, we got to stand firm.
Yes, I basically agree with you.
Anyway, thanks,
well,
guys.
Look, this new world order of, like, hey, what happened to our dog? You gave our dog away? Yes, in the bizarre bubble that you guys live in, I gave the dog away. In my world, you're going to kill the dog because you're not doing anything with your socks. This is not a impulse buy I made. This is after the fourth time the dog has a seizure. It's actually being a bad parent, a bad father, a bad dog owner. If you don't,
how many times has it had a seizure?
How many times has it yacked up the sock and had a seizure?
Yeah.
4 or 5 times in 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
Probably.
I had the feeling it was a lot more than that somehow.
That's like saying I've had, I don't know, 4 DUIs in the last 5 months. Yeah. Not a lot.
It's a little different.
A little different.
I mean, this is dramatic, but.
Well, what I'm saying is the dog. The dog isn't having a seizure every week. He's eating. He's averaging a sock every 32 days or something like that. It all depends. Sometimes it's on time delay or whatever, but you don't think that's a bad batting
average?
No,
I just think it's hard to get people to be perfect, you know, and they decay and then boom, and then you got one. And I understand why it's
there's
I thought it was
that
happening.
Could be done.
No, it could be done. I just thought it was happening every week where I was like, whoa.
No, it's let me tell you something. When you wake up at 4 in the morning to your sound of your dog yakking up a tube sock and then goes into a violent seizure, once a month feels like a lot.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yep.
And
it should be adjusted to. I mean, I'm not taking issue with that.
Sounds like, yeah. And then you will do everything you can do to try to make that stop for your sake, the dog's sake, neighbors, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and it does. It's
what the vet say?
I don't know. Stop feeding him socks. I didn't talk to him. I mean, please try to have him avoid eating the thing that's making him do the seizure. Listen, it's a little bit of work because it's like you take the laundry basket out, you put the laundry basket down, the phone rings, you go pick up the phone, the laundry basket's now sitting by the door. It's not, you know, boom, boom, boom. There's no doubt it's a calorie burner.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so is having diabetes. You know, you have to give yourself an insulin shot or whatever. That I'm allergic to tree nuts. I'll go into anaphylactic shock. I mean, it's like, it's a pain in the ass. I get it. You just have to be kind of, have to treat it like, hey, this is really important and I just don't want this to happen.
Yep.
And we can leave no room for error because by nature, you set the basket down, you walk in the other room just to check something, and the dog just comes zipping in, grabs something, and it's gone. It takes 11
seconds.
That's
why I was being sympathetic to, it happens once a month, and he slips that one through. It's hard.
Well, I wouldn't say the ratio is, Phil's not following everyone around looking for a sock.
Okay.
It's just a door gets left open all morning, and Phil slides in. It's not like the wind blew a sock off the high top shelf and Phil flew in on a cable and snatched it before it hit the ground. It's just us being a little careless.
All right, fair enough.
And we need to correct the behavior.
Yeah.
And we basically did.
It's good.
It is.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if it wasn't a four-month odyssey, but it's now corrected. And he's eating less socks now. He's eating 63% less socks, Drew. We have him on a sock diet. So people are doing good, and they're staying diligent, and Natalia closes her door.
Wow. That's a huge move.
Yes. And 11 arguments and defiled
Why
her door.
Why'd you put a pneumatic closer on her door, though?
It has come up. This happens a lot in my life where someone goes, hey, if you don't like it, then just go ahead and break out the whatever. And I go, okay, but I don't think I'm going to be able to follow around her entire life and install devices.
No, I get
you know,
it.
Like I just, how about a conversation?
Yeah.
And this is part of becoming an adult. And you love your dog, and let's keep the door shut.
I get it.
So your dog doesn't choke. You know what? Feel free to make a post-it and put it on the inside of your door so you see it on the way out. Or make it important.
Yep.
The pneumatic closer thing is like, well, your son's lazy. Why not carry him to the car? It's like, well, it's good, but I'd like him to get those muscles.
Right. I figured.
Yeah?
Okay.
You with me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's two-pronger, Drew. Two-prong.
Two-prong.
Pickle fork. Two-prong.
Well, yeah.
I want the dog to stop choking and having seizures.
Yes.
But I also I don't want to hire somebody to run around the house and pick up socks.
Your daughter to be able to adjust to disciplining herself to prevent harm to the dog. Yeah, I get that.
I'd like everyone, including myself, to make that adjustment and look at that as an ongoing process. Yeah. Later on, there'll be something else.
Yeah.
That maybe I have to adjust to even more than Natalia. Oh, that's unlikely. I just want to be a douche. That's all.
There's that.
All right. So Phil went away for 2 days. He's back. And now he's having a good time. I took him for a walk today. Went right to the church fountain. Boom. Right into that fountain. It's nothing better than him going into a church fountain. All right. Let me tell you about Simply Safe. And then we're rolling some calls through.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Big fan of Simply Safe Home Security. Mm-hmm. Prepared for everything. If a storm takes out your power, your phone line gets cut, keypad gets destroyed, SimpliSafe is ready. They will get you the help you need. Maybe you don't need to be ready for everything, worst case scenario all the time, but that's what makes Simply Safe great. They're ready for it. You don't need to be ready. They'll be ready for it. It's always ready, and it's just $14.99 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Simply Safe. I recommend Simply Safe. Two eyes in there to everyone I know. And we have it. Everyone here has it. Go to simplysafe.com/Adam2. That's T-W-O. simplysafe.com/Adam, T-W-O. How about that? It's Simply Safe. All right, Drew, you got a call up there?
Let's do line four.
Line four. Hey, Chris, 40, Colorado.
Yeah.
What's going
on?
How
are you doing, guys? I've been listening to you guys forever.
All right.
Since you were with Ricky and all three of you and everything. Anyway, basically, I am, you know, a pothead for like 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken 6 or 8 months off here and there, maybe even like a year and a half, you know, one time. But I was curious if there's like a AA Junior or N.A. I mean, do I really need to go to N.A. to stop smoking the weed?
No, there's M.A., Marijuana Anonymous, and you'll find a bunch of Chris's there. The thing about marijuana addiction when it occurs,
who?
Which is a bunch of Chris. This is this guy that's calling.
Oh, Chris, this guy's calling. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's a bunch because the pot, when it becomes addictive, it affects everybody the same. Just the way it affects you and the kinds of struggles. It's if you have that genetic predilection for this, it's the same syndrome in everybody that gets it.
Drew.
And so it's a very supportive environment, and you'll hear everybody's stories, and it'll seem very familiar to you.
But, can I say this? I've probably brought this up before, but pot seems, it's kind of insidious and innocuous like at the same time. But for some people, it becomes a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I get, you can make that argument certainly about everything, but I just mean, I don't feel like booze is a way of life. It's something you do. It's something that can get out of control. It's something you have a problem with. And you can also, I'm saying you build your schedule on whatever. And I'm not talking about worst case scenario, but I'm just talking about there are plenty of people that just have a sort of pot lifestyle.
Well, there's no religion built around alcohol, but there is with pot, you know.
Right. And literally, Rastafarians. Yeah. It can become a big part of your life.
Yeah.
And thus tougher to wean off, perhaps, or in some ways.
Well, because you're around people that love it, and your whole life. Yes, it's something you really. That's the thing when it becomes addictive. You love it. The word "love" usually comes out of people's mouth when they talk about how they feel about it. Is that for you, Chris?
Oh yeah. No, I remember a long time ago you said that you can tell by describing the first time they got high.
Yeah.
And
I can tell.
Absolutely. It was like a parallel universe that I never knew existed the first time I got high.
That's it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's it.
Why didn't you even tell me about this?
Like, yeah,
this
I love amazing. This. The greatest thing ever. Superlatives. Right. But that's a genetic, biological event. And when you had that, that's all you can think about doing from then on. And then down the road, it wears off, and then it's a little more problematic and has some side effects, and you get a little depressed. And it was good to you for a long time, but not no more. And it's time to stop, you know.
How about your friends and, I was going to say family, but forget that. Your lifestyle. Is it something, you know, you got a big hacky sack convention coming up?
Not really. I mean, I grew up in Boulder, so.
Yeah, it's pretty crunchy.
But I exercise pretty heavily. I used to get high and, you know, swim a mile and a half. I actually had a dog just like Phil, a big black lab that was 120 pounds. And we would go on super long hikes around, you know, Boulder, and I'd be, you know, smoking weed up there, you know, first thing in the morning. And no, I don't have a ton of friends who smoke anymore. We're all kind of old, married, and we do smoke, you know, on the weekends when we're getting together, and certainly for concerts, and, you know, sometimes we play golf and blah, blah, blah.
Suddenly it's like 80% of the time.
No, I get it. I don't get high very often, but you get around the right guys in the right environment, and you have a big laugh. You have a big laugh. Like, I get it.
Yeah, but no, I definitely smoke alone and in the morning and before work and after work. And, I mean, I'm definitely, it's like cigarettes, you know. It's become where it's like,
well, here's,
as often.
Yeah, here's what I would say. The guys who do the wake and bake and then go into work, I'm going to shoot holes in their arguments because they're going to go, oh, I'm fine. Like, I can work. I can drive. I can go into work. I can talk to my boss, you know, whatever. Then it's like, all right, well, then it's not having any effect on you. Like, you've literally, you're at the point where you're just you're doing maintenance with this now. You're not getting high. And then they make the sort of argument where they go, oh, no, I'm getting high. And then, okay, well, then you're going into work high. So you're either going into work high.
People know that. People recognize it.
Or This is really just part of a drug maintenance hygiene that you're on, which is now kind of even worse. Like, you're not even getting high. You're literally just doing a maintenance thing and going to work.
Right. And anyway, it has side effects at that level.
All right.
Hey, no side effects, though, from TheraWorks Relief. Mm. If you're one of the millions who suffer from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, Relief is here. It's a great product. I work with these guys. I endorse this product. It's a topical foam that's clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps fast. And if you use it regularly a couple times a day, it prevents muscle cramps before they happen. You don't need a prescription. It's on the over the counter. It's minutes to apply. It's a foam, but it absorbs very quickly. You don't even notice you're wearing it on your skin. But it improves the blood supply to the muscle and improves muscle recovery time. Professional college athletes have been using it, and they noticed they were having reduced cramps. Then they did the studies to look at people who actually have cramps, and lo and behold, it works. TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens Pharmacy, or you can just go to TheraWorks Relief, T-H-E-R, TheraWorks, W-O-R-X, Relief.com, TheraWorks with an X, Relief.com. Talk to your pharmacists about it. They're excited because you don't have to use medication any longer to alleviate cramps. You can just use this foam. Talk to your pharmacist. Experience the relief for muscle cramps for yourself.
Hey, Julie, 48, Wisconsin.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. I didn't want to get into the whole, you know, kneeling for the anthem and everything. My main thing is, you know, we watch sports to get away from all that.
Yeah. Hey, and hold on a second. Gary, there was a New York Times editorial piece that was like suggesting, well, they should just put on black gloves and stand there and raise a fist,
that
you know?
Might
like,
that might happen.
Yeah, it might. And I agree. Politics is now everywhere all the time. Yes.
It's constantly. We're watching sports because we want to get away from it.
Yeah, I mean, I get that argument. I don't think politics needs to be infused into everything. It now is being infused in everything. And
yeah.
I would really suggest to everybody, you know, you hit the road for a couple days, you kind of get off your computer a little bit. I don't mean you have to go to Yosemite and convene with nature. I just mean be busy and be out and be about for a couple days. And you'll just come home and they'll be like, what do you think about the school shooting? And you'll go like, I didn't hear about the school shooting. I was just working on the road. And, oh, you didn't see it on TV? No, I just listened to a book on. I listened to an audiobook when I was on the road or somebody's podcast I like about diet or something like that. And just you know, escape that way. Like, it happens, you know, I go to Road Atlanta to do a car race for 3 weeks. It's all the talk is about the cars and prepping the cars and qualifying. And there's a slight, you know, there's a danger element to it where you're just a little concerned about some of the higher speed parts of the course and whatever it is. You come home, it's been 3 days. You haven't even know what's going on. Like, you literally, it's not that you can't look at your phone. It's just you're not, that's not where your focus is.
Yeah.
Your focus is on tuning the car and the qualifying's at 11 and the next race is at 4 in the afternoon and you got to get the car, blah, blah, blah. And it's just, you're just gone. It's 3 days go by and you don't even know what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
It's doable. Or you can sit on your computer and just have the worms eat your brain.
It is weird how, though, we've all just gotten just beside ourselves with this stuff.
Not we've all. I tune out the second I get out.
I understand, but there's a big percentage of people that are just preoccupied with this stuff.
Well, it's
big.
Listen. Yeah, sorry. Julie, let me explain something.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to say something really profound.
Uh-oh. Watch out.
Matt, get ready with your sniffer.
Come on.
Mine's just not working today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This thing we're talking about this news cycle and all the sort of fake outrage or the triggering stuff. Oh, I'm outraged, or I'm upset, or these people shouldn't do this, or that's Trump did this, or Rachel Maddow did that. It's basically junk food. It's very easy. It's very cheap. It's 24/7. You can get it in a drive-thru. It's all empty calories, but it's all the salty, fatty, fluffy, carby stuff that we crave. Yeah. We crave it when we're at our worst, by the way. Yeah. You know who hits the Taco Bell drive-thru at 2 a.m.? People that are drunk. Like, you know what I mean? That's not, you wouldn't do that at 9 a.m. on a Wednesday, but you'll be at your worst and you'll be craving that, or you'll have them bring it over to your house or whatever it is. It's junk food. It's at its worst. And this basically is the version of junk food. And by the way, everyone goes for it. It's easy. Gary, take that stuff off. Drew's going to get distracted. It's easy as junk food. It's cheap as junk food. It's consumable. And it's as bad for us as junk food. But
maybe worse.
Yeah. Going to the market, buying your food, you know, preparing it yourself. This is all stuff that we don't want to do. This is so much easier and so much faster. And that's why we're all sliding down this slope into it. And I'm saying, it's stop almost the like, drive.
Yes. So I feel like something profound is going to happen. Stop the drive.
Before you're through with your life. Oh. The drive through. Powerful.
I feel like, though, like, you know when there's a pizza commercial, I just want to go buy a pizza. I feel like the way the news is delivered to us now, the pizza like falls in front of you.
It's very
pizza
true.
Pizza's just there. So you're like eating the pizza all the time.
I'm on a diet right now. Yeah. I see one of these commercials for fish and chips at Papa John's or pizza at Papa John's or fish and chips at Popeye's or something, or even an Olive Garden commercial. It's just all this spaghetti and clams and linguine and whatever. And I just look at it and I go, and then I stop, I change channel, or I move on, or I have a handful of cashews, right?
It's good.
Okay. Where were we? Oh, curious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, sorry. What'd you have there, Gary?
This is an excerpt from the New York Times article in question. It basically says that it might be amusing for players to screw with the owners by following the rules and standing respectfully and then wearing putting a black gloved fist in the air.
Hey, by the way, the other thing it says, or choose to hold a sign protesting police brutality. That would be interesting almost. Like, exactly what do you want? Like, put it in a sign. Because I asked somebody today, I said, how do we know when you can stop protesting? There has to be 3 years without – I mean, how do you know when we've gotten where you want it? Because it's an interesting question. Is it a week? Is it a month? Is it 10 years?
Ask,
30
ask
years?
Ask Al Sharpton.
But how would they stop? How would you know when you?
They've never. They don't stop. When does the ACLU stop?
PETA stop? But just this one thing. When can you stop? When do you know you've got where you want to go?
Statistically, it's a flawed premise. So there is no stop.
I understand, but there's got to be something in mind that they can point at, and that'd be great. I'd like to know what that is. Put that in a sign. Fine.
Do you think they're interested in that? Mm-hmm. That you speak of.
I don't know.
What do you think?
If not, that's revealing something.
Well, we're there now. Statistically, we're there now. So what would you like?
3 or 4 years of it? Is that what they want?
The numbers of, like, the first off, statistically, cops killing unarmed black men?
They're not just going for killing unarmed. They're going for assaults and things, too, now.
Okay, but killing of unarmed black men, it's a very low, exquisitely low number. More black men kill cops than cops kill unarmed black men. So statistically, like, where's our stopping point? I don't know. I don't think we're getting, they're not going to get to anything statistically. This is a movement. What's Al Sharpton say? I'd like to put together a 7,000 hour documentary. It wouldn't be a documentary. It'd just be a reel. It'd be a reel of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton every single Martin Luther King Day for the last 30 years going, we've made a lot of progress. We got a far way to go. That'd be 1977. 1978, made a lot of progress. We got a long way to go. You could jump forward to 2007. We made some progress. We got a long way. Then go to 2017. Made some progress. We got a long way. There is no finish line for that group. Now, for sensible people, maybe there is, but not for the group who essentially are race hustlers, like make a living doing this. A finish line.
Let me talk about True Car.
There's your finish line.
MSRP, you might not know what that stands for. The same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. All very, very confusing. But when you've got True Price from True Car, you'll know exactly what you will pay. That includes fees, accessories, and all of it before you get to the dealership. And, of course, True Car price is a – True Price is a great price because True Car shows you what, A, what other people paid for that same car you want. So you've got a lot of education, a lot of data on what the good price would be. You have True Price. So you know all the accessories and fees included. And True Car certified dealers set their True Price competitively because they want to win your business. So there's competition amongst the dealers. You see the scatter of what's paid. You get all the information on the True Price. And don't forget, when you're ready to buy, True Car has new or used. Be like Max Pata, get a used car. You can visit True Car and you will enjoy a more confident buying experience. The price you lock in is a true price and it'll be for an actual vehicle on a True Car certified dealer's lot. Some features not available in all states.
Drew, you think there's a finish line for the New York Times editorial staff? Do you think there's a finish line for the Los Angeles Times editorial staff that wants to know if sexually transmitted diseases are racist? Do you think there's a finish line for those people? Do you think there's a part where they'll just put down their word processor and go, I think we got this one covered. We're out of problems.
I think there's something worthy challenging people about. Start asking
Drew,
them.
You're such a pussy. I can't even believe it. Listen, the fact that New York Times is trying to take a 50% climb in syphilis and somehow equate it to racism means they don't have any real racism problems to talk about.
Speaking of which, by the way, I was with all these millennials this weekend and to a couple of teen mom and then this other show I did. When I was talking about that increase in STIs, I noticed their eyes kind of glazed over. I said, well, you're wearing condoms. Nothing. I go, wait a minute. What percentage you – show of hands. How many people are you wearing condom? Zero. So we got to get back out there and start.
Did the Klan force that on them?
Preaching a little bit. I'm just saying, there's
David Duke pulled the condom off their penis
and they say,
talk to
the
LA Times. We'll get to the bottom of this. They should. They're going to help us crack this homeless problem and the higher likelihood of women of color having STDs. These are two problems they can surely crack. Yes,
surely,
surely. Simply Safe. The Adam and Dr. Drew Show is brought to you by Simply Safe. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know.
Yeah.
Go there today, huh? SimplySafe.com/Adam2. That is SimplySafe.com/Adam, T-W-O. Live stand-up coming up June 9th, second show in Portland. Come see me. We're filming it, so you're going to be part of a special. And Chassis got some good offerings. And Drew, what do you got?
Go to doctor.com, get the family of Paws, the new Swole Patrol thing, the health and fitness thing that's got me on this weird diet.
you got you on that weird
get the
diet.
Facebook page, the Facebook Live, the YouTube page. Check it all out for us. And that opioid series is phenomenal. Do read that.
Check out RJ Bell's Dream Preview at Podcast One, Sportsnet, and Apple Podcasts as well. Until next time, I'm Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Most sexual assaults go unreported. At Sarnco, we believe, empower, and advocate for all survivors. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted and needs support, call 844-644-6435. 844-644-6435. At Sarnco, we're here for you.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
CEC Turf and Tractor. on the web at cecturfandtractor.com.